With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. State lawmakers are scheduled to meet in 8 days for the 2021 legislative session. While each chamber will take precautions to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, it's not clear whether legislators are required to show up in person. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Over the holidays, Representative Linda Duba had a long conversation with her family. The Sioux Falls Democrat says they prefer she stay home until she can get a COVID vaccine.
They're concerned for my health. I'm 64. I consider myself fairly healthy. However, recently been diagnosed with hypertension and exercise-induced asthma. So mild asthma. Those two factors alone could, if I were to get it, could really be problematic for me. Maybe, maybe not. Let's not make that choice. We have remote technology. We conducted all of our business on the last day of session remote.
Legislators were also allowed to attend virtually for a special session in October. Duba says she'll work hard for the people of her district, even if she's working primarily from home. Each year, lawmakers adopt a set of rules to guide the session. If the rules aren't specific about a certain topic, they defer to a manual on government procedure. Spencer Gosch is the likely incoming Speaker of the House. The Republican from Glenham says a new rule prohibits a virtual presence for House floor attendance and leaves it up to lawmakers to decide on.
So we would have to change something in our rules to allow virtual participation. Fortunately for us, our IT staff has done a phenomenal job that we're capable of doing that. I don't know if there is another legislature out there that is.
Gosch says session rules may not be finalized until the second week of session. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Few Native American tribes have signed up to participate in clinical trials as coronavirus vaccines are developed. The reasons range from suspicion and distrust tied to unethical practices of the past to the quick nature of the studies, which typically may need several layers of approval from tribes. Researchers say that without participation from Native Americans, tribes won't know which vaccine might best be suited for their citizens. About a handful of tribes have agreed to allow researchers to enroll their citizens in vaccine trials, including the Southwest and Pacific Northwest. They point to a need to slow the virus among a population that's been disproportionately affected. South Dakota's Republican Congressman Dusty Johnson supports planting trees to address climate change. He says it's an approach everyone should support, but so far that's not the case. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
It seems simple. Plant a trillion trees around the world. Trees that can pull the heat-trapping gas, carbon dioxide, out of the air. More trees can reduce global warming. The United Nations supports a trillion tree campaign. A bill in the House of Representatives lays out a way for the U.S. to help. The bill has a small number of bipartisan co-sponsors. One of them is Dusty Johnson.
One of the reasons I like this plan is it really avoids the petty squabbling that so often leads us to inaction, and instead gives us an opportunity to take meaningful steps towards something that I think the left and the right can agree on, which is let's plant some trees.
But there are nearly 100 conservation and climate change groups that oppose the bill. They say it's misleading because it requires more logging in addition to more trees. The nonprofit Center for Biological Diversity calls the legislation a gift to the logging industry. Yale scientist Carla Staver criticized the bill during a House committee hearing. She said it does not address fossil fuel emissions. In addition, she says it does little to stop deforestation now, which can address carbon emissions much faster than waiting for new trees to grow. And Staver says a trillion new trees will not pull nearly as much carbon out of the air as the bill's supporters say.
These estimates are wrong and have been widely and swiftly disputed by the scientific community.
There's another trillion trees bill in the Senate. South Dakota senators are not listed as co-sponsors. Johnson says he knows the trillion trees effort is not a silver bullet. Still, he thinks it can be part of the climate change solution. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.